This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for December 31st. I'm Paul Plack. NASA announced yesterday that X-ray inspections of the Shuttle Discovery's external fuel tank have found small additional structural cracks, and managers were meeting yesterday afternoon to decide what that means. So far, the scheduled February 3rd launch has not officially been postponed. A series of threatening contacts have been made to Aero News Network in protest of our coverage of the FlightPrep.com patent infringement story, and they appear to originate either with FlightPrep or an individual with access to the company's email system. A software glitch in some TCAS units made by Aviation Communications and Surveillance Systems has prompted the FAA to issue a notice of proposed rulemaking for an airworthiness directive requiring a software upgrade after reports of anomalies during a flight test over a high-density airport. The U.S. Marine Corps has placed an order valued at over $46 million for 123 new digital Raven small unmanned aircraft systems and initial spares packages, and 186 digital retrofit kits under an existing contract with the U.S. Army. The order also includes 339 digital retrofit kits for the Army. A fire department located at 8,300 feet MSL in the Ecuadorian Andes has acquired a flight design light sport aircraft as its aerial support unit. And a man who allegedly punched a teenager in the arm for not switching off his iPhone during final approach into Boise has been arrested. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, another of our interesting people of 2010, Dr. Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org, checked in with me following his testimony before Congress back in September. We'll hear that conversation today. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. See you next year, and have a clear and unlimited day.